Hey, welcome back to Us and Tomorrow. I'm your host, Belinda Chen, and today we are looking into floating cities, folding time, and why science fiction might be predicting your next vacation spot. So, picture this, a city, but not built on land. Instead, it's hovering above the ocean or even the clouds. Sounds like Cloud City from Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, right? But this isn't just sci-fi anymore. Companies like Oceanics are designing floating platforms off the coast of cities like Busan, South Korea. The idea is to build sustainable modular cities that can rise and fall with the sea levels, which is, as you can imagine, a perfect sci-fi solution for climate change. And speaking of floating cities, let's not forget Laputa from Studio Ghibli's Castle in the Sky, a floating island with ancient technology and beautiful architecture. It's pure magic, but real-world engineers are exploring similar concepts using lighter-than-air materials like aerogels or hybrid airships. Imagine living in a solar-powered city drifting peacefully above the smog layer. But let's leave the skies for a moment and bend our minds around time. One of my favorite sci-fi stories is Arrival by Ted Chiang. Remember how the aliens in Arrival perceive time non-linearly? Past, present, and future exist all at once for them. It's not just storytelling, it's inspired by real physics theories like the block universe concept. This is where time is a dimension and everything exists simultaneously. Physicists like Carlo Rovelli have written about time as an emergent property rather than something absolute. Imagine a future where technology lets us see our own timeline the way Louise does in Arrival. Could you look forward and watch yourself graduating, falling in love, or hosting a sci-fi podcast in zero gravity? Of course, sci-fi also loves to ask, what would that mean for free will? If time is fixed, do our choices matter? That is why I love stories like Philip K. Dick's Minority Report, where precogs see crimes before they happen. It's a thrilling thought experiment that's becoming eerily real as AI tries to predict human behavior. But let's not forget, sci-fi isn't only a playground for wild ideas, it's a warning and a hope. Floating cities might save us from rising seas. Time-folding tech could help us understand the universe or trap us in predestination. The beauty of sci-fi is that it's always urging us to ask, what if? So, whether you're daydreaming of cloud city sunsets or writing equations that fold time into origami, remember, the future is as wild or as wonderful as we imagine it. Thanks for riding the cosmic waves with me today in Us and Tomorrow. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell me what sci-fi tech you'd love to see in real life. Until next time, keep your eyes on the stars and your mind is in the future.